Well, the Toms River Little League All-Stars have shown the ability to come back, but if they are to win the championship today, it'll be one for a lifetime. They trail 10-4, and it's last licks for the kids from TR, while Ocean City, who has been aggressive from the outset, jumped on right away for three runs in the bottom of the first. Base hit on the first pitch of the game kind of set the tone as these kids from Ocean City Upper Township have been swinging the bat today. I have them for 12 base hits, Ed. 10 runs on 12 hits, a couple of homers,
and a lot of singles.
And a lot of singles, and a 10-4 lead, and they won't mind traveling north on the parkway one more time on Monday afternoon.
By the way, we've got a new pitcher in the game, Mercado.
Okay. So, again, probably saving pitchers because, remember, now they've got to think to tomorrow.
Yeah, but he threw no, he didn't. Fleury did not throw a lot of pitches. You're right.
I'm sure he's got some pitches in his arm for tomorrow, and that's why they pulled him out.
Yeah, never over till it's over, Kev. You got to win this one to advance, but they are in pretty good shape. 10-4, Toms River needs six to keep it going. The important thing with that three-run homer by Brady, Kevin, is that now you don't really have to be too careful with Giordano as he will come to the plate because, he can't hit a six-run homer.
Right. I think this is Joe Schifelletti.
Who will get his at-bat here.
His first at-bat. Had a big hit in this tournament. But goes down. Two strikes.
Yeah.
Count is
good swing,
full
though.
Count. And a nice swing. Now it's full count. And, of course, his job here, as Pete Avalon told him, hey, Joe, just
get on base. You got that right.
Get on base. 3-2. Pitch here.
And he does.
That's high, and he does his job. Schifelletti draws a inning-opening walk.
Now batting.
Top of the order now. Set up for TR to make this great comeback. That would stun
everybody
in attendance.
Yeah, this would be one for the ages. It's going to be a pinch runner. Civitello is going to come in as a pinch runner. Schifelletti, who's...
Good job by him leading off that inning.
Dad Anthony, I know pretty well, owns Nino's Restaurants.
There you go. Pizza.
Toms River, a couple in Toms River, one Ocean City. Here's a bullet hit to left field, off the fence, one bouncer. Civitello will go to third. He's there, and stopping with a double is Vinny Rose. So...
Well, now what do you do with Giordano?
You got to pitch to him.
Do you not want to give them any momentum by Giordano hitting one out here?
Giordano.
Because all you do then, if he does hit it out, is start over up three runs.
Yeah. They're going to walk him.
They're going to walk him. There you go.
That will not please the Toms River contingent. But you know what? It's all a matter of strategy. And the manager, Greg Brady.
And it's basically... not giving Toms River any momentum because you're up six runs. The best he could do is make it 10-7,
right.
But TR would be a sky high if he does hit it out. So it's a game of momentum, and that's what Ocean City manager Brady trying to prevent.
Well, for the second time in a row, Jonathan Giordano, who's homered in this one,
gets the ultimate respect.
And singled. Two for two because a couple of walks will, as you said, get the ultimate respect, and he will draw a walk. And now Toms River has the bases loaded with no outs.
By the way, Kev, that was a huge intentional walk in his last at-bat because they got out of it.
That's correct.
As he struck out Sino.
That's right. And here is Sino again.
Who is about to. No need to take any chances.
No, there'd be absolutely no reason to be aggressive with the runner at third, which
or
is Civitello. Well, bases are loaded.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no
any
reason
runners,
to be aggressive.
Right, yeah.
You need too many runs.
Ah.
Sino takes a strike. Count is even at 1-1.
Looked like he took a little something off that. That did not look too quick, that pitch.
This is Brock Mercado, the 11-year-old, the only All-Star 11 on the team. Count is 2-1 now in favor of Sino. Left-handed swingers. Had a rough day so far at the plate. Struck out a couple times. He takes one low there, and that count is 3-1. And, boy, you'd be delighted to get a walk here.
Yes.
A run in without having to waste an out.
And DeRose on deck.
Here's a ball hit to the second baseman who will go to second for the force. Wow, that was... Oh, I don't know about that.
Think he was off the base?
Well, hey, listen.
Well, Brady made the touch the base. And
well, what happened was the second baseman, which is Fox, he was originally going to try and tag Giordano running, could not tag him, then tossed the second for the force, and I guess just got him.
Meanwhile, a runner did score.
That's right. Rose scores.
But they did get a very big out.
And they will trade an out for a run at this point anytime.
Right. Now you're talking outs, and TR down to two.
So now you have Rose on third, Sino on first with one out. The score is 10-5, and the batter is Nick DeRose. It was, I believe, 0-3 today, looks like. Again, these runners on base are not, I don't want to say not important.
Yeah.
You can't lose the game by these guys coming home.
No, the tying run right now is in the dugout.
Yeah.
Meaning that they need five to tie.
They need five. 1-1 count. Nice pitch, strike two. So the count is 1-2. So DeRose now needs to protect Christian Wood. Is the on-deck batter as the lineup now stands.
Oh boy. Man. Boy, that looks outside.
Boy, he gets called on a strike three. And, well, it's Little League Baseball. I'm not going to say anything.
No, of course not.
Got to swing the bat, and they did not.
What's going on here now? Are we going to make a change?
6-5-1.
Yeah, I
guess
think Mercado's done.
Well, I'll tell you why. Mercado's thrown 19 pitches. He can pitch tomorrow.
Yep, that's why.
By coming out with less than 20, he can pitch as many as they need him tomorrow.
Now, the pitch counts just went to 20, Kev. Does that mean anything?
I don't know. I think even 20. I could be wrong. I think it's 20 and below.
So it looks like John Lloyd, maybe?
Yep. So, again, manager Greg Brady is thinking to tomorrow night.
Just in case?
Well, no, it's not. They're playing tomorrow night.
No, but I mean,
five runs.
In case he needs a lot of pitches.
I think tomorrow it's all hands on deck for Ocean City because, again, I do not believe, and I could be wrong, but I do not believe their best hurlers are available tomorrow, whereas, you know, for Tom's River, Giordano will be the starter tomorrow night.
There's no question about that.
And he will likely throw 85 tomorrow.
20. It was 20 pitches there.
I think it's 20 and under.
That would stand to make sense. Otherwise, you just let Mercado finish it, right?
Yes, absolutely. So John Lloyd, the outfielder, will now come in and pitch. And his job really is just to get one out.
Yeah, he's listed as a right fielder and a pitcher. So he has done some pitching.
Listen, when coaches pick all-star teams, they know they're going to need multiple arms possibly to get through tournaments. So, you've got to probably have four or five people who can have pitched at some point.
John Lloyd, Kev.
Yeah.
They list their regular season Little League team. You know who he plays for?
Don't know.
The Ancient Order of Hibernians.
Oh, it's a nice group of Irishmen.
that's a mouthful.
They're the sponsor, obviously, of the team
course,
during the league.
Of course, of course. Favorite team, the Angels, and Mike Trout.
Yep.
Number 34,
favorite.
Christian Wood.
So here's Christian Wood, who's got a couple of hits today, including a home run.
Just keep the cycle going here with two outs. You're down to your last out. Just keep the merry-go-round going here.
First pitch is high, ball one.
Antonotti on deck.
Lloyd can throw free and easy. He wants him to hit the ball.
It's two.
The thing that hurts you the most here is walks.
Yeah,
you
just
want,
put
the ball
on.
In play.
Right, you're up five. You don't want to.
You only need one out.
The tying run still sits in the dugout. He's not on deck.
There's a strike as Wood was taking all the way. Count is 2-1.
You know, when you reach the Little League season, so many of these all-stars all pitch during the regular season, you know.
Here's the 2-1 pitch, and that should be a pop-up. Catcher can't field it. Ball drops in. And they'll...
What, a 10-foot single?
Hey. It was a little bloop between the pitcher and catcher, and it sort of just found the grass. So it's a base hit. They do get a run.
They do get a run. He gets credit for an RBI.
Yep.
And now,
Cino scores.
And
that'll
now
bring up Phil Antonotti.
The tying run now sits on deck.
Sits on deck is correct.
So keep the cycle going here. If you're rooting for Tom's River, as a lot of these fans are.
Ooh. First pitch is high.
That was thrown pretty hard. That
was
a good fastball. It's got a little funky delivery, Ken,
right?
He does.
He sort of hesitates,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he sort of throws it out of it using his wrist. See what I mean?
That one's in the dirt, 2-0. Now, if Antonotti can get on, it would bring the tying run to the plate.
There you go. That's all you ask for when you trail by so many.
Good swing at that one, but a little late. Fastball. The count is now 2-1.
And according to my lineup, Cap would be that guy. I'm not sure if he's...
Right.
I don't think they have any more hitters left, right? Everybody
I think
has
everyone has
done
batted,
played,
yep.
Right? Otherwise, they would have to forfeit the game if they didn't get their players
There's
in.
The ball
There's
hit it.
Oh, foul.
Foul ball.
Just foul.
We have a bad Woo. Angle for that one. That's, the matter of fact, the first base umpire kind of skipped
yeah.
up in the air.
He had to get out of the way of that one. And he does. Usually those base umpires straddle the line.
So that was close, but now the count is 2-2, and Tom's River is down to their last strike.
Ah.
And it's just right there. Swings at a high pitch. Strike three. The ball game over. Ocean City Upper Township lives to play another day, and they will head back to Berkeley tomorrow night in what will be a one-game showdown for the championship. 7 o'clock tomorrow night here at Berkeley. It will be Tom's River and Ocean City. The winner will go on to the Mid-Atlantic Regionals in Bristol, Connecticut. The loser will bow their heads and head on home disappointed. But give a lot of credit to the team from Ocean City today as facing a must-win situation. They got that 10 runs on 12 hits and got enough timely outs to record a 10-6 victory.